Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So to those of you who are astute daily or weekly listeners, notice that I took a week off last week. I am sorry. I apologize. But I was exhausted. I didn't know I'd be so burnt out. Ah, that's a lie. I know how tired I can get. But I was not expecting to be that tired. I had to go out of town for a funeral. One of those expected ones, not one of the unexpected ones. I had family fly in, did a small little road trip, went out, did the funeral thing, and drove back. And the brain drain hit. All of it hit. There's a lot more energy taken out of me than I anticipated. But brain work is still work, whether it's behind the wheel or meeting and interacting with people. Because funerals and weddings bring a lot of people together. A lot of memories, a lot of talking, a lot of figuring everything out. And good times to be had. I remember the first time learning that brain work was actually a thing was coming out to visit family years and years and years ago. And I knew what physical tiredness was, but landing, meeting up with several different family members throughout the entire day and then making it until about 10 o'clock at night and realizing that I was tapped. No more energy. I was cooked. And that's coming from West Coast to East Coast. I should have plenty of energy at 10 o'clock at night. That's 7 p.m. West Coast time. I was done. And the same for this weekend. Again, meeting up with all sorts of family, spending extra family time with the family that flew in to help me with the road trip. Would have been tough, but would have been doable by myself. But the company was good. It's good to see everybody. And again, the funeral, being one of those expected ones, felt that wouldn't be so tough. The relative, my uncle passed away a couple months ago, just kind of making it so that way this was the time that more people could gather, not interrupt anything, give people plenty of time to make plans to attend. And it didn't seem as sad. I wasn't prepared to be as sad, obviously. Seeing as it's his time to go, he'd had a long enough life. I wish he had been able to stick around quite a bit longer, but we don't get to make those choices. But he had visited a couple of months ago and even told me that I needed to make plans, drive up to see him because he knew he didn't have much time left. Knew that we had missed out on so much opportunity to visit over the past decade or so. Just kind of, again, missed out on it. I'd planned on it. I guess I didn't act fast enough. Life has a way of throwing curveballs at you. But I did get to see him one last time after his visit during the holidays. But never enough time. And even before driving up, I had realized that there was just a handful more questions that I actually had for him. You know, those questions that kind of pop up that now that they're gone, that's when you decide to think of that. Not one of those times where you have all sorts of extra time to ponder on things, but one of those just little questions. One of those questions that now gets to go unanswered. There might be another relative that might know, but I don't think so. And that's okay. But in the process of the burying his ashes, we had decided to do something just a little bit different. We decided to help bury the grave that we dug. We had everybody take just a little small hand shovel full of dirt, plop it into the grave. And I've got to say, that is one heck of a way to say goodbye to someone. Open casket, it's an interesting way to say goodbye to someone. Weird to see them sitting there, just laying there, almost asleep, not breathing. But this one, just ashes. You knew that they were in there. I don't know. When the pastor was saying the prayer goodbye, the good words to my uncle, didn't break down and bawl, but tears started coming out. I thought I was stronger. I thought this was a-okay, but realized I was going to miss him. Really hit home. And then putting the dirt on top is rough. But it was a good send-off. There was a lot of family there, a lot of heartfelt love, and beautiful time. On this little piece of property, my uncle was nowhere near rich, but he's able to afford just enough to get by and leave something to his children and his grandchildren. And it was beautiful to see that, you know, things may not have been perfect, pristine for him his entire life, but he was able to pull something through and leave something. Not much, but something. More than just memories, but a place to have more memories, be able to be grown from and added to. All that to then just build the thought process within my own mind of what am I leaving behind and to whom? Because my time is limited. I don't know about your guys'. You guys might have found that fountain of youth be doing just fine. As of right now, I have not discovered it, and that's okay. I'm still enjoying my life. But the question of do I want to form a family kind of popped up. I've got extended family that my assets can be left to, as minimal as they may be. There's something available. Because out of my immediate family, my immediate household, I am the most successful, which is actually kind of sad. So I don't think I've accomplished much, but I've accomplished much. And not as much as my extended family. I've got some really well-accomplished extended family members. And so who do I leave all this behind to? Do I leave it to all of my podcast listeners? Reimburse you all your satoshis and dollars? Sorry, all the bills have taken all that money. That balance runs close to zero. But I thank you for your support. And so I sat there and mulled on that. Again, dropping family off last week and just realizing the drain. Tried sitting down, but nothing was coming through. So I mulled on it throughout the week. And as the week went by, one of those little memes came up. One of those memes that made me think of the motivational pictures that stuck in, that came around long before the original meme, before meme was a thing. The only one that really comes to mind is the cat hanging on a branch or something. It says, hang in there. Some pithy words below it. Whole slew of them. Whole bunch of them were out there. And then mocked and made fun of and then enhanced and made silly, only to then evolve into memes. And I guess this one really wasn't a meme that I saw, but words of wisdom that I came across that somewhere between a meme and a motivational poster. It said something along the lines of not complaining about the cards that you're dealt, but you should play the hell out of that hand that you've been dealt. Because everybody gets dealt a different hand. Everybody draws a different card. Sometimes you pick up extra cards. Sometimes you're forced to discard extra cards. Sometimes you have to bluff your way through. And sometimes even though you showed a bluffing face, you got that royal flush sitting in your hand. And then you wonder why the person across the table from you has four aces. But of all the fortune or misfortune that we all encounter and deal with, need to make the best out of it. What is the best? That's different for everybody. But the reflection that, you know, we can't take all this stuff with us. Someone's got to sort through it and hold a garage sale when I kick the bucket. Oh, they're going to have fun. At least I got rid of half my stuff moving out here. But also, what memories are we making? I know the road trip situation made some fantastic memories. Whether or not the child will remember them, we shall see. But there's something there. There will be something within their memory, that we were able to make something happen. And now I have to figure out what I'm going to make happen, how I'm going to play my hand. I get the option, the choice of playing it several different ways. I have no idea how I'm playing them. I'm still watching this card game unfold in all reality. Because you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. I have no idea how the rest of that song goes. But I'm going to keep playing the game, keep dealing with the cards that I've been given, the cards that I've been dealt, in hopes that I make the right choices. I think I will. Hope I will. Hope I might. Because even when it seems dismal and dark, lonely, quiet, whole world's out to get you, no one's there to support you, you can still pull through. Kind of have to. Yeah, you don't have to. But I say you should. Say there's more reason to live than not. Push on. And I had hope for more. One of these topics that you sit, and you mull on, you bounce back and forth, and you think you've got it all figured out. Then you crack the mic and you turn it on, and it's all just feelings. Feelings that don't really translate into words, just one of those melancholy, You don't want to sit mulling it, but it's there. It's sad. You miss people. Again, even the expected deaths, the expected departures are sad and rough, let alone the unexpected ones. People torn from this mortal coil too soon. Just kind of stuck dealing with it. What have we gone through yesterday? Who have we interacted with? How many people do we want at our funeral? How many people are going to show up to our funeral? We may want something small and quaint. Leave me alone. Just chuck me in the ground. Or we want something big and bombastic. Even if we want something small and laid back, there's still maybe 150 people that show up. And still another 50 people coming around the corner before we even know it. These big bombastic weddings, I don't know. Prop me up beside the jukebox. Put the keg in the tap right next to me. Everybody's got to say hi. Fist bump me. Say what's up. Wish me luck on my next journey when I go. Everybody better be having fun and dancing, twirling around under a day of remembrance, not a day of mourning. Be sad, but not today. It's not my day today. It's not my day tomorrow. I refuse to let it be tomorrow or the day after. Nope. I think I'm stuck here for another couple decades, and you guys are just going to have to deal with me on that situation. But mellow, quiet, I guess I'm still in a little bit of remembrance, not remorse, but remembrance, understanding, trying to figure out where we're all at within this crazy game called life. And I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter. At Billy Bones, you find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noauthority.social. I've got a website, billybones.com. Go there, you find show notes and links to other past shows that I've done, the show notes that are associated with that, the link to Tabletop Woodworks. Still plugging along on woodworking projects. It'll be in the Etsy shop soon enough, I'll let you know. And this is the Value for Value podcast. I release this podcast free of sponsorship, no ads, no paywall, so that way you get unfiltered content, you get me. And no one telling me what I can or cannot say that makes me dependent on their money. And if you found that I've been worth a modicum amount of value, be it the single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, thank you, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you go out and you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, gets the gears turning in their head. But if you feel that this show was worth a monetary amount of value, such as the US dollar or little teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin known as Satoshis, I accept both. And I have a couple executive producers for today's pod episode. Starting off with Dame Slamy, who through a series of listening to a handful of other episodes was streaming in 24 Satoshis a minute, which added up to a grand total of 3,840. Thank you very much, man. Darren O'Neill, as famous by the Random Thoughts podcast, Grumpy Old Ben, Planet Rage, Unrelenting, and the Rock and Roll Pre-Show, as well as an artist for the No Agenda podcast. What does this guy not do? He sent in 9,499 Satoshis, responding to a conversation that we had when I told him that I like money. Granted, this was in conversation to something completely different, but said I like money, and Darren said enjoy, dig the show. Glad you're listening, glad you enjoy it. Thank you very much for all of your support, even when you're offering to share the show, sir. And then we have Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, who streamed in 616 Satoshis a couple episodes ago. Thank you, sir. And he also came in with his $15 monthly donation. Thank you again for helping me keep the bills paid, keeping the lights going, the microphone buzzing. And to everybody else, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.